Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of the Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, aka Podcast Poppy.
It's your boy Mr. M A R V. Even the ice cream truck know me. You feel me? Oh, that was some new shit.
Mr. Ice Cream
the
Man.
The ice cream man know me. You feel me?
It's your favorite.
Come on.
I'ma say pale. I seen a picture of myself. Like, damn, I need a little color. Mm. Pale.
Oh, God, yeah, what?
Best favorite, Nikki. Oh, Jesus. I saw that picture. I was like, oh, my friend is not my friend.
I told you.
Yeah.
I said the inside of your hand matched the outside of your hand, baby.
You beige.
I seen that picture you sent me the other day. I was like, fuck.
I told you.
You is beige.
I told you.
You beige, boo.
Yes, you right, Tone. Yeah.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay. You know what? Light skin is in.
You see me, Tone?
Light skin is in, supposedly.
Listen, we're going to get that together. That before and after is horrible.
Right.
Oh. I wish I could just share the picture with everybody here right now, and they'll go crazy over that picture.
No, we're going to get, let me get back to that color, and then we can talk about it.
All right, y'all already know how we do it. Shout out to Mandala, the only tequila that we drink.
I'm ready.
Shout out to Pal.
Press shot.
Brewing, the only beer that we drink is, check this out. I think we got some new ones coming out, right?
Mm. I hope y'all follow her so y'all can see these new ones.
We got the new ones. I think
we got coming. One special one coming.
Oh,
baby.
God.
No, actually, we got two special ones coming. And we got a bet going on. I think my beer is going to take off. Her beer is going to be good.
My beer,
but my beer will be the best. And it's for the people out there that don't even drink beer.
This is why we have a good cider coming.
Mm. So do I have a good cider coming?
Mine's will be out soon.
Hers will be out real soon, and we definitely got to support the homies. Make sure y'all get that. What is it called? Nasty Nikki's? What is it called?
It's not called Nasty.
What? We are shocked and appalled. It's
Nick
not
Juice.
Called, what is it called?
Nick Juice.
It is called Couture Creation.
Couture Creation.
Sounds tasty.
Ooh, I want a Couture Creation.
You do want one, boy. You be wanting all type of Couture Creations.
Yeah, I'm telling you. What? Anyway, shout out to your Feels Me Coke. Guess what? I'm back open. Check this out. Go ahead and tap in yourfeelsme.com. Make sure y'all get y'all.
Where'd you get yourfeelsme.com from?
Nicole got me yourfeelsme.com for
Christmas. Come on.
My birthday. Christmas.
Come on, .com, shawty.
Yourfeelsme.com is open.
.com, shawty.
If you guys need it, look at this. Mm. If you want that custom creation, go ahead and hit me up.
And you custom creation.
You want a custom Nicole, you got too many custom creations.
That's all I want is custom creations.
I know that's right.
But y'all already know what to do. Yourfeelsme.com. Make sure y'all get everything that y'all need. Y'all need the You Mad Take a Shot shirts, whatever. New stuff is coming soon. I didn't even tell them about it yet, but the new You Mad Take a Shot stuff is going to come soon.
Right,
it's
going to
be
right.
Crazy. So anyway, let's get
also,
right.
Wait, hold on.
Slow down.
Come on, Derek, what you got?
Shout out to the YouTube.
Oh, if y'all ain't subscribed yet, what is y'all doing?
Subscribe to the YouTube.
Because if y'all want to...
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Because if y'all want to watch this again, guess what? It won't be on.
They gonna be on
it
Instagram.
It ain't gonna be on Instagram, baby.
It ain't
gonna be on Instagram, baby. Hey, check this out. Make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe. We need them followers. Tell a friend.
Yeah.
To tell a friend.
Yeah.
And guess what? Even your mama could join in.
Derek?
And then she gonna tell her friend to get with our friends.
Now we can be friends.
You exactly.
Come on now.
And guess what? Now we playing bingo.
I like bingo.
Hell yeah, me too.
Me too. F41 got that motherfucker right
have
in the middle.
Have y'all ever played bingo though? Like,
hell yeah. Hey, no. Rip. That shit is intense.
Hell, hey, them old ladies.
They don't be playing. They don't be playing.
You gotta go. I had one little nice lady on my way out. She was like, "Baby, come sit with me." I'm.
They be fast with them dots.
My shit, I was behind. I knew I was behind when she hit all her shit and came over and said, "Bloop" on mine. I was like, "Fuck."
I want to know why the old people always act like they can't do nothing but let that bingo come up.
Listen, old people can do two things. They can get their ass out there and dance when they hear their old song.
Right.
They can hit a goddamn casino, which I ain't mad. Long
I ain't mad at the casino.
And they can play some goddamn bingo. What? Unless they got a spades table coming on.
I know that's right.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear none of that from my kids.
You do not play with old people in spades. Old people in spades? Let you not know what you're doing?
Ooh. Right. Oh, that's a fight.
You got to go.
That's a fight. That's a shot. Dominoes
too. You go with some not old ladies, but you play with some old men.
Some old players.
And they playing dominoes, and you do something stupid.
No, I know some old ladies that send your ass packing on a domino table.
Oh, I know about it. I went home to Oklahoma. I was at the family reunion. The old people was over here. They was like, "Oh, you a young buck." I was sitting 30. Give me 30 with your old ass. 25.
Did they say your young ass home?
No, hell no. I had all kind of nicknames for fucking shit. They was sitting there looking at me like, "What the fuck? That's what y'all do in California?" Mm-hmm. I was sitting there, elbow to the fucking floor.
Right.
I was going crazy, elbow to the motherfucking floor, knocking all the dominoes.
Nickel.
Down.
Big Ben.
I'm like, man, we don't even call nickels at home, but I'm going to call them.
Mm-hmm. Knick-knack.
I was like, Nick Van Exel. Nickel. I was going crazy. They were sitting there high.
Shit.
So this is
some... Man, you play with some old folks. They
I fuck with the domino. That's what I be at. Find me at the domino table.
I fucks with it.
Y'all feel like y'all want to have y'all little old school barbecue. Y'all play a little dominoes.
Listen to Al Green and shit.
When the world open back up.
Oh, we definitely.
And you going to make your ribs.
You damn right. Dub's Rub is definitely going to be out. You know what I'm saying? I don't even trip.
I'm going to just show up with my little case of champagne.
Actually, we're going to show up with the pal brewing. You feel me? We're going to have the beers going.
Beers.
We're going to shout out to Mandela. We're going to have the tequila going. Dub is going to be on the barbecue.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to be on?
On the barbecue.
Flipping them ribs.
Flipping them things.
Put your apron on.
Mm-hmm. I promise you that. And we're going to do the podcast live at the park.
Ooh.
Live from okay.
If it's possible, get a generator. Podcast live.
That'll be hard.
When it open back up.
We can make that happen if that's all you need is a generator.
Electric slide line is at 7 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, that's where you can find me.
You know what I'm saying?
I got all the cha-cha slides.
Yeah, all that. The wobble, all that. Wobble, baby, wobble. Hey.
I'm
going to
just get in
there. Yeah.
That's where I'll be. Between where the liquor is at and a dance floor.
I know that's
right. No in between.
So how was y'all week, man?
Mine was great.
It was cool, man. Good week.
Good, Derek.
Good week. Oh, God. Here we go.
I'm coming from you. You know that, right?
I know.
That was very zesty.
Oh, zesty.
Why was it zesty?
Damn, I can't even copy right
very
now.
Very zesty.
Yeah, about to say, yeah, get on him, please.
Why was it
zesty?
Because I added a little spice to it.
Ooh, a little spice.
Valentine's Day, I had to add a little.
You better not have threw them shoulders in there.
I did. Shoulders in the elbow and the kneecap.
You gave a kneecap?
Got extras.
You put your back into it.
I put my heart into it.
Using that snappy nappy dugout?
You put your heart into it?
Because guess what? Love is good sex. I ain't gonna tell you.
Ooh,
about.
That's
love
it.
Love is.
When we.
Hold on. Slow down, Tank. Slow down, because Dub got a playlist. If y'all don't know about it.
Had to get my boy right.
I didn't get a chance to get to it.
You didn't get a chance to get to it?
I didn't get a chance to
Because you were too busy putting your knees and your elbows into it.
Yeah, I like this.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at him.
No, I'm telling you.
I'm happy to hear that.
Had to bless the homie one time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you was blessed and you
but
blessed
anyway,
somebody.
But anyway, we're going to get straight
into this shit. He's going to skip right
y'all mad this week.
Oh, shit.
What made y'all mad? Not last week, but this week.
This week.
In the last 7 days.
This week. You want to start it off? Mm-hmm. Now, you know what they say, imitation is the biggest form of flattery, right?
Okay.
All I know is a new podcast out here that's biting.
Oh, really?
So they mad this week. They biting, respectfully.
Hey, respectfully to all the Chris, but are they imitation crabs?
Yeah.
Ooh.
They biting. They biting big time.
Really?
It made me mad. But then again, I was happy.
Imitation.
I was happy. I was like, okay, somebody, okay.
That means they've been viewing.
Yes.
They've been watching.
You've been peeking, but you ain't speaking.
Peeking and not speaking.
Shout out to Bass with that.
You know what I'm saying?
What made you mad?
I got a couple things that made me mad, but I'm going to go straight into, if you guys have not seen this movie yet.
Oh, shit.
And I waited so long.
Ooh, shit. I'm just going to say it.
Just
I'm
like
getting
this.
Fired up already.
Fuck William O. Fucking Neil.
Yeah.
Or they call him Bill. Fuck a Bill. Fuck Bill Nye, the science guy. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck all the Bills. After I seen that movie. Fuck
yeah,
you,
Bill O'Neil, brother. Man.
Okay.
Bill O'Neil was a bitch ass
person.
I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah.
Because he was one of those, but I'm not going to say. He was a band.
Yeah, he definitely was.
A bitch ass.
Yeah, he definitely was a band.
Y'all know the word.
He definitely was a band for sure.
That motherfucker had me pissed off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pissed off. Mm-hmm. But if y'all haven't seen it, I'm not even going to get too much into it.
Yeah.
So I guess what? After the show, I will play it nicely for you. You can sit back, relax, and have a bottle of Mandala or Pow Brewing and kick your feet up and watch it. And you're going to have 2 hours of goodness going. It's two hours.
2 hours of anger. Anger. It's an amazing movie. It's going to make you mad.
Any nigga that you know. Oops. Any person that you know named William or Bill, you're going to say, fuck him.
Yeah, straight up.
Just like that. One of my best friends' name is William. Shout out to William. You're my boy.
Little but Bill after ball
I
seen that,
I said, fuck William. But then I had to call him, and I was just like, you know what, Will, stupid, like, not like that. But that movie,
yeah,
it's a great movie, and it's a true story, and it make you think
true
like,
to the bone.
Damn.
That's how they got
this
down.
This is the life that we living in. We got stuff happening like this. That's why we're at the bottom.
Yeah.
But we're trying to move to the top, but they won't let us, and you'll see it.
You'll see it, for sure.
All right, Dickie.
For sure.
You didn't get it. Up.
He preached, didn't he?
Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. That's right. Cool.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to go with this, because y'all was mad.
It's fired up.
Y'all was fired up. Fired I think y'all had enough for me, because
Doesn't make you mad?
Nothing made me mad.
Bill Cosby, Bill Gates.
Bill real, real good. Bill Gates.
No, that shit had me hot, though. I don't know.
So, I'm going to watch that movie, though.
Yes.
I'm not going
to
lie to you.
We'll get to that.
Yes, please.
But until we get to that, let's get to...
Matter of fact, wait. It's worth getting HBO Max and then canceling.
Yeah. Just get it for the 30 days.
Why you asked if I had HBO Max?
I asked Nicole. I said, Nicole, you got HBO Max before I signed my life away. And I signed my life away. Mm-hmm. I asked.
He did.
I was like, why the fuck are you asking me this?
Because I need to see. Matter of fact, they don't even know what the movie's called. Judas and the Black Messiah. I'll tell you about a motherfucking Judas.
Is that what you're talking
about? I got my old black on because.
That boy militant today.
I'm alive. Huh? Anyways,
are you ready to get into this? Would you rather?
Whoa! I've been drinking. Watermelon.
I hope you've been drinking, because that may make you a little open to what this would you rather.
I'm not open.
So we
pause.
All seen what's been going on in Texas, right?
Man,
yeah.
Hope y'all taking care of yourself. Ooh,
shout out to my family in Dallas. Oh, shout out to my family.
My people in Houston.
Shout out to my cousin in Houston.
A whole lot of y'all see y'all posting videos, and I'm like, oof. Woo,
yeah.
But in watching all that, we see how rough it's been. No water, no power, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Roughing it. Mm-hmm. Would you rather rough it like that with your ex for a week?
Ooh.
Why am I with my ex?
Yeah, I'm about to say, how we get there?
Yeah, how did I get there? Like, why? Like,
we don't mind dealing shit with our current.
Right, right.
Did she accidentally leave her purse over here, like, 10 years ago? Or what's going on? Can I get a situation?
You know what? I can give you a situation. Yeah. You know.
Sacrifice.
You seen Walking Dead?
Yes. No.
Okay, so you know how they just be on and you stumble into a house?
Okay. Yeah.
Just so happened a house you went into.
And she was in there.
Okay, Now you stuck. You went to go pick your shit up. You forgot that you had this.
No, you're stuck. You need some paperwork.
Yeah.
She got your birth certificate. He got your birth certificate.
Damn.
Boom. I'm about to get a new job. Whatever. I needed my passport.
You're not getting a new job because there's nothing happening. You can't do nothing.
I'm just saying.
Passport.
He was about to. He's about to get a new job.
Look, I got to get my passport renewed. She got my shit. I'm going over there. Boom. Lights out. Snow. Boom.
Can't go nowhere. Stuck. Lights out. Water out.
Mm-mm. Let me just get my shot.
Gas out. You can't do all. All y'all have is a week, week of each other.
I'd rather be butt naked in the snow. I'll be out there like that little shivering dog. I seen that pet bull in the snow.
We would not
shivering.
Make it.
Mm-mm.
I would have killed myself.
Give me some ice skates. But I'm getting out of there. I'm being all that motherfucker. Just...
A week of we have nothing. Oh my God. Mm-mm.
He's got to talk to a nigga.
For and a week. You already know they're going to irk you, boy.
Every little bone
the
in
the phones
body.
Is dead because you can't charge him.
Can't charge my phone. I can't do nothing.
I'm
I can't
cold
move
as
my
hell,
car.
So if I do want to warm up, all I have is your body heat.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and drink this drink.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna.
You stuck with your last person, nagging. And remember when you
Hey, this is gonna be the best one. We should get back together.
No, we shouldn't. We should survive this ordeal and then never see each other again.
Hey, and then I Google how to kill myself when my phone dies.
You can't even pick your phone up.
Okay, my phone just died. How to kill
dead.
Apple sign.
No, it's not. Apple sign. Answer come up. Someone's the answer. Bloop.
What you need to do. Bloop. Apple sign.
Right.
And one of y'all car run a gas, so y'all got to share a car to be able to go back and forth where you got to go.
Mm-mm. She gonna be in the house.
It's like I'm gonna be in the
car. No, no. Matter of fact, you don't got no car because she ran out of gas. So her gas is.
You can't even get in the car and turn the heater on.
You can't look at. Gas stations is closed. So they told you already. Look at. Check this out. You can't get no gas. So if you ain't got no gas, don't go nowhere. Now you're stuck.
With one loaf of bread.
That's what Marvin is doing.
And two bottles of water.
Marvin is walking. Marvin is walking. I'm in the snow this high. I'm going like this, like I'm swimming. And I'm walking to the neighbor. I'm going to say, look, you check this out. It's a situation there.
Wait.
I don't need to be there.
Let a nigga sleep in the garage or something.
Look it. Look, I need your help.
Help me, please.
Help me. I'm calling 911. Everything from the... your phone got a battery? Do you got the extra battery pack?
Right.
Do you got the extendo?
They got the little portable joint.
Look, you got the extendo?
Man.
I need the extendo. Go ahead. Plug me up.
Yeah.
I'm calling 911. Check this out.
Come get her.
But y'all still have to stay together. What you gonna do? Leave her behind?
Yes.
Duh! I'm calling 911.
Let her die. Let Look her it. Die.
I need you guys to come pick me up. Even if you gotta bring me to jail for the week. I'm going to jail for that.
Wait, Marvin, you gotta call him. Tell him I just beat her ass. Can y'all come arrest me?
I just killed.
Take me to jail. Y'all got a heater in the prison.
I just
prison.
Killed my ex next door. Can you please pick me up? I'm tired of being here. Okay? They pull up. They knock on the door. She's alive. You know what? I lied. Take me to jail.
Take me to jail for lying.
Take me to jail for lying. I'm a Leo. Take me to jail because I'm lying.
Please take me to jail.
Take me now.
They'll be like, man, nah, we ain't take you to jail.
Bro.
It's too cold to go to jail.
No, bro. You're not going. Sir, you're going to go back in our house.
Man, I want to go to jail.
Look, sir. Look, they got oatmeal for jail.
You'll get that.
I need that oatmeal.
You'll get that boiled egg and apple.
They take you to jail, right?
Yeah,
they get you there. They lock you up.
I'm there. Okay.
They get you. You're like, all right, your oatmeal's coming. But be short on packages so everybody has to share with somebody. What you did not realize is there was another car that pulled up and put her ass in the other car.
Oh, this is a big ass scenario. Take her to the female jail.
Girl, she got a little girl jail.
We don't have time to separate right now. Do you know what we going through? We ain't got time to be weeding y'all.
You know what? Let me out. Let me out.
I'm going to shank the bitch.
Look,
I'm going to make me a little jail shank and shank the bitch.
What the fuck? You know what? No, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the crazy shit. I'm going in the hole.
Oh, yeah, you'll be there.
I'm going in the hole.
It'll be,
no air.
It's going to be
no,
dark and no cold PT, as a motherfucker.
I'm about to be up here just up. I'm going to be up in the dorm.
That nigga over there doing push up.
Nigga named Bubba.
I'm be cutting by myself. I'm going right down, boss.
Right to the hole.
I'm going right to
right
the
there
hole.
Right to the green mile.
Check this out. I'm gonna be up in there doing all kind of.
That nigga gonna come out buff. That nigga be there doing push ups like a motherfucker.
I'm about to be on the line.
What the fuck are you?
Mom, nigga come out yo.
Oh my god, y'all cracked me up. So y'all not happening.
No. I'm about to be doing all the suicides and burpees. I'm gonna be up in there just.
That nigga come out, yo.
Clap all that. Damn, motherfucker.
Anything. Damn.
Yeah. Gotta get away from her.
What happened?
Got to.
Glad that we're not out there.
Gotta get away from Shorty.
Hell no.
Got to.
Anybody is stuck with somebody I want to be with? Push through.
Shout out to my cousin in Houston, man. They going through it.
Man.
They going through it.
These people in Houston is really going through it. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that's in Houston, but they left Houston. They up in Miami doing other things, turning up for the whole week or whatever. But shout out to them, man.
Man.
Prayers to Houston.
Let's go ahead and get to it, man.
I mean, because y'all didn't already get a little.
Let's see the first joint. Nikki, this is for you. No, I'm just kidding. This is for everybody. If you in a talking stage with someone, right, are you required to tell them that you're talking to other people too?
Nope, because it's called talking.
If I am talking to you, I'm going to ask you.
What if they ask you?
I'm going to ask how many people you talking to.
Why do it matter?
What does it matter?
Because I want to know.
So you want to know your competition?
I don't need to know them they biograph, but I want to know how many people you're talking to.
So if you say 101.
And that may give me the option to know, do I want to be 102 or do I want to bounce?
Well, if you're one of 102.
Do I want to stay this or
what
do
if
I
you're number bounce? One? What if you're number one?
Yeah, that's something. You're number one of 102.
Okay, but I still have to deal with all these others. No, that gives me
you ain't got to deal with them. That's his problem.
That's his problem. That's yours.
He can't manage. Y'all can't manage much. I don't know if y'all realize that.
Oh, shit.
See, that's the assumptions. Assumptions kill.
I want to know.
Why do you want to know though? Like, what is okay? If he's okay, let's say a reasonable number. What if he say, yeah, I got like three other females I'm dealing with.
Then I need to know. Okay, so what are you doing? Like, are you just a serial dater or?
But if we just talking,
what if we're a serial monogamous?
What is the purpose of us talking? Like, why are we talking?
Because he's trying to see which one is going to win the prize.
So that's okay. Now we're seeing we're talking for what? What is your end goal in us talking?
What then if he wants to get married.
What if he say, I want to be with one of y'all?
I'm
trying to figure it out.
Then that gives me now to say, do I even want to do this and figure this out or go along the way of you figuring this out? Or I ain't got time for it.
But why are you making it seem like you ain't talking to other niggas, though?
Because maybe I'm not. Who said I was?
But that's not true, though.
But she's not gonna,
that's not always the time, though. Not every time am I talking to somebody else. So that gives me, if I am, then all right, come on with your bullshit.
Nah, that's not fair. That's not fair because.
But if I'm not.
Or you can't play tit for tat just because you not talking to somebody don't mean he.
Yes, I can.
Nah, because if you dealing with other people, you can't just be like, okay, well, since you dealing with other people, I'm dealing with other people, I'm cool.
If you want to talk to me that bad, I ain't talking to nobody else. If we going to talk and it to be just us, then. You can't say bye-bye to the others, and that's what I want to sign, then bye.
But is that called a relationship bar? We're talking.
No, we're talking to see if we're going to even make it there. But yeah. If I want you to just talk to me while we talking, and you can't do that, then that lets me know that this right here ain't going to work from the jump.
That's so how many
fair.
Guys talk to you and ask you, how many guys are you talking to?
Y'all want
to
know all of that.
And how many times have you told the truth?
I always tell the truth.
And it's always more than and just him, right?
I see how you drinking, too.
Have you ever told a dude, oh yeah, I'm talking to somebody else too?
Yes.
Ain't nobody doing that, bro. Ain't nobody a savage like that, bro. I'm sorry.
And then he was cool with that?
Yes.
I mean, as long as I got the understanding, I just feel like
exactly.
I just
you
feel
just
like
said, as long as we have an understanding. But if you lie to me, we don't have an understanding.
No.
Which this is already off to a rocky start.
I'm not saying you have to lie. I just feel like females ain't gonna be able to handle that if a nigga tell you, nah, I'm
that's
talking
not,
to two other people.
That's not always true.
I guess.
Nicole says this famous phrase, let me out, because I feel like lies are around us. And I
it's
feel
among
that
us.
You know, people aren't doing that, so.
People may not. I'm not people. My name's Nicole.
Mm. It's cool, Nicole, but I don't think Nicole is going to tell the person. Yo,
I don't think so either, Nicole.
I'm dealing with you, but guess what? I have five niggas that I'm talking to, and my ex-boyfriend is hitting me up, and I have an ex that's before him, and he's still hitting me up, and he wants to kick with me tomorrow, so you have 30 minutes to kick with me, or what's going to happen? You're not doing all that. You're going to give him as much information as you want to give him. You're not going
to
give him
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
If you are truthful to me, I'm truthful to you. We talking, right?
But you just said that you would be mad or feel away if he... Got two or three other females.
And you did not tell me. I find out later. Yes, I'm mad.
See, now you're changing the premise. You're moving the goalpost a little bit. If both of y'all are talking, right?
Talking.
And then both of y'all ask each other, you talking to somebody else? And then he be like, yeah, I am.
Okay.
But then you said he can't do that.
I didn't say I would be mad. I said that now gives me the option to either stay in this.
Would you stay?
Or bounce. It depends on where I am at myself in that point in time.
I just told you, you're 100. I mean, you're number one out of 100.
I'm not saying with him. I'm saying where I am at with myself, as in where I'm doing, what I'm looking for in
right.
that moment. Not
right.
what I am at with him.
But at the same time, you still got 100 niggas.
No, who said I got 100 niggas?
That's crazy.
Y'all be having niggas on the
911.
Y'all be having niggas.
You guys pick up liars.
Time come pick me up.
Is that a federal offense?
Y'all be having niggas on speed dial, just in case.
Just because you have a nigga you can call don't mean I'm actually talking or I'm dealing with that person.
You dealing with him. You giving them some kind of play.
Why do you think that?
The people saying you capping.
Of course.
Somebody yeah. Somebody said go ahead and get your cap. Well, never mind. It just feels me. She got a nice cap.
I don't know. I don't think that you would do that. I don't think that females would do that. I just don't think that y'all would be cool with that. But then y'all be like, yeah, I got other niggas too.
They're not gonna say that,
they're
bro.
Not gonna say it. And that's what I'm saying. They're not gonna
ain't
say
no girl gonna say, yeah, I got other niggas I'm talking to. You're one of them, but right. You wanna step up, you can step up if right. You want to. They're not gonna do that, bro.
Right.
If that's what you think.
Right.
Yeah. But they want you to do that so they can leave.
But there's no way, I'm not gonna sit here and I can't argue and tell you what's happening, but it's happening. But if you don't believe it's happening, then maybe that's because it hasn't happened to you. But it's happening.
I hear you. I hear you on that. I guess. Well, this kind of lead us into our second topic.
So that means y'all not in, y'all, cause y'all didn't answer. Right. Y'all,
what?
Y'all just guessing on me and then y'all went on.
Okay, what you want to know? Are you required to tell the person? Mm-hmm. No, you're not. If you're just talking, no.
So at what point do you feel like you need to tell them then?
You need to tell them shit. You need to tell them shit because I feel like until you serious, that's when you start cutting motherfuckers off.
So until I'm serious.
Until you're serious about, let's say, me and you talking, right? Mm-hmm. And I got three other joints on the side, mm-hmm. right? Me and you getting real. Now I'm finna start cutting them off.
Exactly.
You don't need to know what the fuck I was doing.
Okay, so so just like that happens. You cutting them off, right?
Right.
You always gonna have one bitter one. One of them ain't gonna walk away just freely. She gonna do everything in her power now to figure out who got me cut. She fine.
No, they not. Niggas don't even get down like that. That be the
female. I'm talking about female.
The niggas be the one hanging on.
Listen, I'm saying.
After you
said,
cut them.
You said you cut the women, right? I'm saying. So, women, you going to have a bitter one. One ain't walking away easy. One going to be like, fuck that. Who got me cut?
If we just talking, she ain't even going to be connected like that.
She going to know.
She knows. She going to know. She just need some research. Hey,
these hoes don't know.
You already blocked anyway, so it don't matter.
You don't think somebody don't do their research on you before all of this?
What thank you, Jazzy. You are not required to. You ain't got to tell nobody nothing when you in the talking stage.
Women do that shit all the time. Women sit there talking to 10 niggas at one time. You think you talk to them. Next thing you know, you're blocked or you're ignored or ghosted.
All of a sudden, just out the blue.
That's because you always getting blocked.
Yeah.
That's because you don't be telling the truth, though. How many times do you tell the truth to people?
100% of the time.
Wow, you do?
100% of the time.
You need to take a drink for your capping if that's what you're doing.
I'm not capping because I tell the truth. Boo boo.
Since when?
Since Nicole told me to. And now what?
About two
look,
months ago.
Look,
two
we,
months ago.
Look, we got a comment say if you tell a chick that you fucking a different chick every day, she not gonna say okay and make time for me.
Exactly. Thank you. And you, I don't even know who you are.
You
but
can't. You can't. You can't. You can't just be telling them.
Like, but then
you can't just tell them.
But then you may have a female that's out there doing the same thing. And I was like, all
that's
right.
Cool.
Okay, so you then you
I don't
be,
care.
And she tell you, all right, well then you Saturday.
Big cap.
Listen, if we're not
but
in a relationship,
you,
if we're
right.
just talking, I can care less what you're doing because
okay,
I'm doing me until
she
it get real.
She say, okay, you Saturday then. You down
first,
for her
first off, nobody's going to say those words to anybody, male or female. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to say that.
You don't think
so? I might just be Saturday, but I don't know that I'm Saturday. You know what exactly. I'm saying? I might be that, but she ain't going to say that.
She's not going to say that because she might not have a Saturday. Yeah. Now you're stuck with your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right.
Ain't nobody on this earth gonna
tell somebody talking to
We forgot. Nicole's a woke man. She does what she wants to do. But in real life, these people that's out here are not doing
first
that.
Of all, no, I'm not gonna say I know some other people besides me.
Diamond says she have.
That
you ain't fucking with no real niggas.
So cold.
That's all that is.
I wish somebody would say,
well, guess what? I'm fucking with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but Saturday.
But you, okay, but you just told her I'm fucking all these other bitches. So she told you, bad. All
okay.
right, so you're going to be my this.
So guess what? It was nice knowing you. Good game.
But why?
Thank you. Anyways, let me go
okay,
to Tuesday.
Okay, so why
Wednesday,
is it okay for you to have multiple, but she can't?
She can, but you're not going to disrespect me
you're
and tell me that. I wouldn't disrespect
okay,
you
so,
as a woman and tell
so
you that either.
The thing is, y'all don't want
to
hear it.
No. Exactly. I wouldn't say it to you either as a
y'all
woman.
Know,
I wouldn't disrespect you.
But what if she's... I'm fine with hearing it.
Man, hell no.
The truth is, you
man,
don't want to hear
that's a fucking lie.
Bro.
Man, that is a lie.
What's some new toilets coming out? Because y'all might be related because y'all full of shit. Get
no,
out of
you
here,
full
bro.
Of shit.
You full
y'all,
of shit.
Y'all just don't want to hear the truth.
Full of
man,
shit.
Man, hell no.
Like I said,
get your little,
hey, look, hey, check this out. Check this out. If Nicole all capping, if I see some cap emoji, Nicole got to take a shot.
We need
if
some caps.
If I'm bullshitting, put a shot glass.
Man, hell no. Nah,
they don't know me.
You
don't know I'm capping.
Nicole,
you
for everybody else. All these women out here is not doing that, bro. Maybe you are.
Ain't nobody telling you. Not telling no grown ass man only fuck with you on Saturday.
Exactly.
You're not saying that. You're not saying that.
I know one person that might be doing
And if you are, then ain't real niggas. Them ain't real niggas. You ain't no real nigga then.
Hey, I might know two people.
You ain't no real nigga. Well, whoever that is, they ain't no real nigga.
Now, but say it.
I might know two people that might be doing it.
Because it's happening, right?
I know two people that might be like,
Listen to what I said. You ain't no real man slash nigga if you allowing that to go down.
Marvin just admitted he actually does. So it's
I know two dudes that's going to sit here and take that, but...
They made no real joints.
Well, we didn't ask if they was real. The question wasn't the real nigga you doing this to. The question was, what you doing? Oh,
just men in general?
Men in general.
You're right, you're right.
Nobody said you fucking with a real one or not. We asking if this is happening, and I said yes.
No, diamond. Real niggas do not respect
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because y'all real niggas
already know what's happening. You ain't got to tell me nothing.
But if it's a real nigga, then we not
you
doing
ain't tell
then
me
we
nothing.
Ain't doing none of this. If it's a real nigga.
But it's the beginning stage. Y'all getting like you going to meet a nigga and just, bam, we in a relationship. No, y'all going to talk.
But
you're going to find out that he a real nigga. You're going to find out you're a real female.
Why can't you just talk to somebody and it just be the two of y'all talking without having to be into a relationship?
No, that can't happen, but I'm saying, who's to know that he might not be talking to other people, or he might be talking to other people?
Okay, so if we're talking and we're going to get off with a good start, the best way to start off is honesty. Are you fucking with somebody else?
Hell yeah!
Okay, so I know this, right?
Now you know.
If I really like you,
but I'm not going to say I fuck with you on Mondays. I'm not going to say that.
Well, no, we're saying that based off of you saying, oh, but I got other bitches. You dealing with that? Then I'm saying, okay, I'm fine dealing with that because I'll see you on Saturdays.
See, that's where the disrespect lies. You see what you just said? All I said was yes. You gonna say, oh, yeah, okay, I'll see you on Saturday. You my Saturday nigga.
You're not doing it,
You
bro.
See, you going above and beyond. All I'm saying is yes. As a man, yes, I talk to other people. You saying, yes, you my Saturday nigga.
You my Saturday. I see you on Saturday. Don't come.
See, that's disrespectful.
You're not doing that, bro.
You're not doing that.
See you football season on Sunday.
And don't hit me up until Sunday. That's your tap. Get the fuck out.
You not saying that shit.
We going to watch the
hell nah. These niggas is weirdos.
Hey, Saturday. Hey, Sunday.
These niggas is weirdos and niggas dealing with that shit.
If Saturday don't run to us on Sunday, don't you say a damn thing. Know your place.
I don't believe it. These not no real niggas y'all fucking with. If that's the case, ain't none of these niggas real.
Well, again, like I said, if you're talking and you're honest, then that's what it is. And it goes vice versa. Now, if I see you out with somebody else, I'm not gonna trip or something because I'm aware of this.
No, you're gonna look and then you're gonna say, oh.
If a nigga tell you, oh yeah.
That's what your females do because you be lying. And they think they the only one.
If a nigga tell you, you know what? I only fuck with you on Sundays after 10.
Yeah, I only fuck with you on Sundays.
You not gonna just be like, all right, I see you on Sunday after 10.
You're gonna feel away. No, you're not even a week. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Hot day. I'm happy. Come on.
You're not. I don't believe it.
I'm gonna tell you on Wednesday. Big cat, bro. Wednesday.
You lying.
I'll see you on Wednesday. I got something to do on Thursday, Friday. I got to take a bath and brunch on Sunday. I'll see you Wednesday.
Y'all be sitting here acting sick. Big caps, bro. Y'all mad because you capping, Nick.
I like your hat, but you
Oh, you
really
capping, Nick.
It.
Oh, you saw that double entendre?
What?
I said, you capping, Nick.
I like that. That was good. Call it because you full of shit. Take a shot. Come on, bad boy. Well, I'm gonna take my shot. Y'all capping. Yeah, you tripping. You tripping, Nick. You big tripping. Yeah, she's like, oh yeah, I'm cool with that. You're not. She'll be like this. Oh, I'm not dealing with that. That's disrespectful. No, she'll be like this. I know what I am. I know my worth.
Fine bitch. I'm blah 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 blah. First place. I'm weekends. Telling me on a Tuesday?
No tacos? It's just fucking?
Wait, yeah,
this
man.
Is the thing. You define what you won't take.
Can I get an extra mic? As you're capping and you're capping.
Right.
That's what you said.
Diamond, she ain't keeping it real.
Y'all just don't want
to
hear.
Diamond, you come to the show.
What y'all don't want to hear is the possibility that this shit is really happening.
No,
it's not going to happen.
I never said that. I said if it is happening, then ain't no real niggas. That's exactly what I said.
We never said if it was a real nigga. We just said, is it happening?
You I don't give a fuck if it's happening. I only care about the real niggas that I can relate to. And if ain't no real niggas that's on my level and the niggas that I know will ever do no shit.
Okay,
like
but
that.
They're not. They may not be your friends, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening. It's happening.
I'm sure it is happening to some bitch ass niggas out here.
So then
there's some bands out here. The bands is around. We already know that.
And you know a couple. We can name them, but I don't know.
Slow down, Turbo.
All right, so we might take that back. It's happening.
Slow down, Turbo.
Nicole, line her ass off.
Bates, you homies with a few, so.
Hey.
So do we want to admit that this happens, or do we want to bring scenarios of this happening?
So Boosie. Let me tell you what Boosie said, because we ain't going to get into that. We ain't going to get the name calling and
so
all that.
So then we going to say that this happened. We're going to tell some truth here,
listen,
man. Let's tell some truth.
Listen.
Then let's tell some truth.
We about to tell some truth right now.
Okay, we'll tell some truth.
Now look, Boosie this week had some comments about Lori Harvey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that any nigga that want to be with a girl that got ran through, she done been with 6 or 7 celebrities or whatever, right? In the whatever time span, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was talking about any woman that's like bigging her up, like she kind of foul. Is there a double standard for when men do it versus when women do it?
Did we not just hear the last 30 minutes of the double standard?
Listen, that was not
a dumb double standard. It's a double standard. What do y'all want her to do?
I don't want her to do anything. I'm just asking.
But I'm saying, like, what is expected of her to do? So just after she left the first one, just sit back and not date nobody else?
No, of course not. I just think that in the way that it looks,
it looks like crazy. That because the world is watching her.
Yeah, for sure.
If the world would have watched everything you used to do, what would they think?
Man, I can't even tell you what they think. But you're right, though. You're right, though, about that. But I'm saying, do you feel like no, I can't even say that because, yeah, you're right. You low-key right because niggas is. But the only thing about her that I feel like was weird and was kind of fucked up was the whole Diddy and Diddy's son thing. I know a lot of people say it didn't happen. A lot of people say it did happen. If it did happen, that's some weird shit.
That's some weird shit. But that's we also know shit. A whole lot of other weird shit that's
happening. Well, no, that's what's more weirder? The dad talking to her after she fucked the son? Mm-hmm. Or she weird?
So who's really wrong? Is it the dad?
Or fucking wrong. Nigga, like, how the fuck
but, who, but who's being condemned? She is.
Right. Hey, like you said, look, if that shit fall, that shit
double
fall.
Standard.
That shit fall. It is what it is. That's like somebody fuck, like a bad chick, fuck your daddy, and then that she wanna fuck with you. If you fuck her, then it, who's fault? You took it?
I'm definitely taking it.
Exactly. So,
and then I'm going to high five my daddy after, like, bah, yeah.
Or your daddy going to high five you after he take your girl.
That's cool.
No, because one of y'all going to feel some type of way because one of y'all love the bitch.
Somebody loved her.
One of y'all love the bitch.
Somebody loved her.
Sorry, B word. I'm fucking up.
I'm just
going to be real.
So, what you think?
So, I feel it is what it is. At the end of the day, she, like I said, she can't just talk to one nigga. Like, it just so happened that celebrities talk to her. She's not going to talk to a regular nigga.
Nah, definitely
so
not.
So she's going to talk to a celebrity.
It's definitely
once you're in that fucking ball game, you're not going to go regular no more, bro. So,
yeah.
Faith, it's different for guys than girls. Double standard.
It is a double standard in that regard. I just feel like with her, I think people like say bad shit about her because she's so young and been with so many dudes so fast. I think that's what I feel like. Okay. If she was in long relationships with all these dudes, I feel like it'd be different.
Is it her fault that she's not in a relationship for a long time? Maybe it'd be that nigga. Maybe he cheat. Maybe he doing shit.
She could be the common denominator because it seems like she's in all these situations.
I can't tell, but the way Michael B. Jordan handling that thing, I'm telling you the truth.
And they all seem to like it while they're there.
Hell yeah, I like it too. But she might be a weirdo.
Put it like this, bro. Let's be real. You a celebrity, you can have whatever the fuck you want.
Period.
So you're going to sit here and be fucking bitches. I mean, B-words. You're going to be fucking B-words and having a good time and doing whatever the fuck you want. And you're going to get caught up like a dumbass. And that's probably what's happening. Nobody knows the story of why people breaking up. Just like Kim Kardashian. We don't know what the fuck she's doing. Everybody calling her a hoe, but everybody want to look like her.
I mean, I feel like that's the same thing with y'all homies. Y'all homies,
what? Everybody calling her a hoe, but everybody want to look at her. I don't think they hear me. Everybody calling her a hoe, but everybody want to look like her.
But you call her a hoe? You think she a hoe?
I never called her a hoe. I called her. I ain't never did. But I'm just going to be real.
Do y'all tell y'all homies in these situations on what they doing? Because y'all know some people that pass around.
Nah,
do y'all ever check y'all homies on like, what's up? What's going on? Why you always with somebody different?
Why you always having sex with these young ladies, sir? Mm-hmm. Why?
Do y'all do that?
Absolutely not. The double standard is in effect. I'm not disagreeing with you. Kim wasn't a hoe. She was a porn star.
She wasn't a porn star. She, guess what? She recorded a video just like all these girls do. But it got leaked.
Hers came out.
So imagine if most of these girls got leaked. And I guarantee that every girl that y'all fuck, I guarantee one of them have a video.
With somebody.
And if it get leaked, is she a hoe? Let me know, because it could be a girl right now.
You just calling her a hoe because somebody else labeled her a hoe, and it's just a tag along now.
So, she's a hoe. All right, y'all,
everybody call her a hoe. I don't know. Like I said, the only... Do you call your homegirls a hoe? Because your homegirls, I'm pretty sure they've dated different people. So, do you label them as hoes for them dating multiple people?
Nah. It's just... The amount of people, it really isn't the problem. It's the manner of how you do it. That's really the issue. Like, you can't date all the homies in the crew.
She's not dating all the homies though.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying that that's a scenario where I would call a hoe. Like, if you date all the homies in the crew and we all hit, then you're right. Period.
So, what do you think of the her situation and how they labeling her? How they doing?
Nah, I feel like it's a double standard. Like I said, the only thing I feel like that's weird about her is the Diddy and Diddy.
So, sunset. But who do you think is at fault for that? Like, who do you think should have took the higher role? I guess in that situation of it not happening.
With you having a kid, you have a son.
I do got a little. So, Junior.
Okay, you have a kid.
Yep.
A girl comes into your life.
A baddie.
Access with both of y'all.
A baddie.
It's the girl's fault, or is your son's fault, or like, you had it first.
She comes to our home. It's her fault. She got a car. She can get out and leave. But if she come in there and she free game, and if that's how I'm living, and I ain't tripping, then it's on her. It ain't like we going to her house. She coming over here. She coming to the compound.
Okay, so what if your son was with her first?
Yeah. Your son was with her first.
And then now you got your eye on her.
Why are you looking at her in the first person?
Oh, yeah, that is kind of creepy.
Exactly.
Well, who was first? Do we know who was first?
The kid was. The son was first.
The son was first?
Son was first, and then Diddy got her. What?
That nigga actually... Diddy went to dinner. Y'all don't know. No, you don't. You don't know shit.
Well, we don't know.
He actually went to dinner at their house with Steve Harvey. Then we seen the pictures.
Were you at the dinner?
Well, I seen the pictures.
Were you at the dinner?
But
we seen the pictures.
We had dinner. That don't mean we fuck.
Listen.
Yeah, I have.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. That part don't matter.
It's just perception of what somebody. You think of a person. Somebody put that out there. Now you're gonna run with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But if let's say per se.
Per se.
None of them never denied. Now, you know, nobody has ever denied
address,
that, right?
Because I need to address this. Who are you? Who the fuck I got to prove?
Diddy, the son, or her.
Well, why do I need to prove something to you? I'm not finna say
I'm just saying. I mean, because that's what celebrities do. They have
not all of them, though.
You right. Especially not her. She don't say a fucking word.
What do I need to prove to you? Sitting at home, reading, worried about what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're right. My nigga said that's the hoe of all hoes. Of all of them. That's what he said. I wouldn't go that far. I just feel like she's young. She's like 23.
Okay, so she's actually supposed to be doing this.
What was we doing at 20? You know what I'm saying?
My thing is this. Time out.
What was you doing at 23?
I was actually in a relationship at 23, if I can remember. I think I was in a relationship for a minute, for like 3 or 4 years.
I was around.
I wasn't doing anything else with my girlfriend. To be honest with you.
Before 23 and after 23. And those single years. Okay, let me run this back, because you was an early stoner.
Okay, so let's go when I was single. And single, I was having a good time.
Not single.
What?
What's the other word?
Well, no, I was smingling. You feel me? I was single and mingle. Smingle. Don't take my shit, motherfuckers. I know how y'all are, because t-shirts coming soon.
You were
smingling.
Yep. Smingling.
I was smingling, right? But wait, let me talk real quick. Think about this. Like y'all said, her business is out there, right? How many girls go through different dudes every year? In a year, you break up a dude, you talk to another one. Yeah. It just so happened that she has
the world watching her.
Exactly.
That's it just so happened
it's celebrities. And celebrities
I'm pretty sure some of these people mama do the same damn thing, or was.
Some people, never mind. We ain't gonna talk about people mamas, because I don't want to go there, and I don't want nobody getting mad at me.
I'm just saying. Your sister, so a few people out here with some questionable baby daddies.
Exactly. It just so happened that, like I said, she's a celebrity, so it comes out like that. So I don't give a fuck.
Listen, we got the pictures. Diddy kissing her all on the neck.
How you know he ain't whispering in her ears like, damn, that shit crazy.
Nah. You see, he said a little ear rub. You don't do that to the nigga you fucking with.
Well, maybe you couldn't hear. And maybe she's like, I feel
like the ear. Either way it goes, happened or did not happen.
Dinner who's with the wrong? Family.
You still, so you, but you still put her at fault.
I don't give a fuck
who at
fault.
And you don't, you I don't, just said it looked weird. You don't put nothing on this man.
I just said it's weird. It's weird on him too. That's what I said. I don't care about her dating. She could have dated Diddy. She
everybody still call him Mr. Love.
And look, listen, all listen. Love. She could have dated Diddy. She could have dated whoever. Black Rob. Everybody from the Locks. Everybody from Bad Boy. But I'm saying the dad, the father and the son shit. That's the only shit that's weird. Everything else,
okay.
Fine.
My thing is this.
Well, hey,
what if she go in there and both of y'all trying to holler at her? Is this her fault that both of y'all want to holler at her?
No, it ain't her fault. It ain't her fault.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not her fault because it's your. If you wifed her, and I'm the dad or I'm the son, and I want my daddy's peace or my father. I mean my.
But okay, son's or peace, your daddy wants your peace.
That's wrong. Like.
It's wrong.
It's fatherhood. Like it's you wrong. Should know that. Like what the fuck? Let's
As a father, and somebody that's been in the industry for 30 years and then had them all already. Damn, let your son have.
He seen her and he was like, God, damn. She a goer.
She is a goer.
Maybe she for the streets. She might and I been. Want some.
Or we both hey. In the streets and we just and it's just what we do.
Y'all got the
that boy. Might listen. You don't know the dynamics of their household. That might just how they get down. Clearly, it wasn't no father and son beef. They was chilling. They was cool with it.
He already knew. He probably said, hey, Dad, she got the best head I ever had.
Fire, Pops. You need to get some of that, Pops.
Let me see. Let me see what this young goer is doing.
Man. Hey,
niggas talk.
Hey, on niggas everything.
Talk. And women do their thing.
Exactly.
That's I know cool. what I can do, and I'm going to do it.
The double standard is in full effect.
It's in full effect.
It's in full effect.
As long as we are in agreement, if you admitting it,
yeah.
then.
For sure.
Okay. It's in full effect. It's happening.
For sure.
If she got the Home Depot. Deep throat, and we trying to see ooh. What that should do.
And that's yeah. all you need to be able to do anything you want to do.
Right, right.
You can tell a nigga, I'm about to go. What? Oh, okay.
Man, yeah, you're right. Double standards in full effect. Yeah, we came right. to a conclusion from that. So look.
Thank you, Derek.
Derek. So look, we might have to pause on some of these subjects and get to the fan question.
Okay, well, come on.
So, look, we got a fan question, y'all. Our first fan question. Listen, we want everybody, if you have a question for us, DM your question. We're going to start taking questions or whatever. We're going to read your question on the podcast. It's definitely going to be anonymous. We're not going to say your name or nothing like that.
No but names, no faces.
No cases.
No face, no case.
You know, so we're going to, if you have questions for us, something about your relationship that you want to ask, something you need advice on, you can hit us in the DM.
Now, listen, I'll be asking for no advice and some shit go wrong because we just talking shit here.
Right. So listen. Here is our first fan question. Hi, please keep me anonymous, which we're going to do. Love you guys' show. I always have my glass of wine while watching y'all on the weekends on YouTube. But I've been dating this guy for 6 months.
Congratulations.
And he's a year older than me, and he's kind of popular in LA.
Cool.
And also much more experienced than me in the bedroom. But I think he's getting bored with me. The other night, I looked at his face during sex, and I could tell he wasn't pleased at all. Aww. I was so embarrassed.
Damn.
Little tink-tink.
What can I do to spice it up before I lose a good man?
Was you not listening last week? You better hit the store.
Nick, I think you need to go ahead and then me and Marvin come after you. Go ahead. Tell her what to do. She needs to know.
Listen. Again.
What are some tips? What are some things she can do to spice it up? She want to spice it.
I'm not no sex
she wanna,
expert.
She want to throw some fire on it.
Listen, my fire come with it.
Come on. Come on, fire.
That little extra just be a little salt. You know, y'all like a little salt and pepper on your
food.
Yeah,
absolutely. Season it up.
But it start here. We don't really need nothing else, but mm-hmm. it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they'll do. Take a little trip. Get your little girl's trip. Go to brunch. You might need to loosen up because some of y'all be scared to go into the stores.
You need you a little wine.
So loosen up.
Yeah.
Take your little field trip with your girls to the little store. Buy some little trinkets. And see how that go. If he still look bored, then girl, he just don't want you.
Oh.
Ouch. God damn. Marv, what you got for?
Anything? Like I said, look, you gotta spice it up. It's something that you doing or that you're not doing.
Buddy bored.
But he bored. Look it.
I mean, if he bored,
that mean he known in L.A. You know what that means?
That mean he didn't have a couple.
That mean he been in the streets.
He been in these streets.
Hey, he an alley cat. No!
He been up and down Imperial. Hey, up and down Rosecrans.
We know the alley cats. Child. Hey. If you got your alley cat, girl, you might just need to go on.
Or you might have to bring a friend.
No.
What's wrong with bringing a friend?
No.
Hey.
First of all, do not bring no friend to keep no man.
Oh, that's a good little rhyme. Write it down.
Do not bring no friend to keep no man.
But some girls like to bring their friends.
If you want to bring your friend because that's what you want to do, then do you. But don't do it to think that's what you're going to do to keep him. The fuck?
Give him back to the streets already?
Drop his ass off where you picked him up at.
Ask him what he wants. Yeah, okay.
Tell him
you can't ask
to him. Meet you.
No, tell
where y'all met.
Why don't you do this? Do me a favor. I think it's a problem with this thing called communication. So therefore, I think that you're not communicating, right?
Ask the
so
nigga what he like.
Ask him. Don't sit here and assume this is what the problem is.
That's real.
Maybe he just had an off day. Maybe he's going through something.
Okay, so she asked you, like, what's up? Like, why are you looking bored?
That's where communication
is. All right, but are you going to say, I'm looking bored because I didn't like this? So why you be making faces? Or
That cat might be dry.
No. It might not even have nothing to do with that. He could be going through something mentally that you don't even know about.
That's real.
It's been plenty of times where I have sex and the pussy could be good, but I'm on some other stuff.
Yeah, you somewhere else. Okay, somewhere else mentally.
Are you going to open up and say this is blah blah blah? Because at this point, I'm assuming they're not in a relationship because he's still in these streets, right? Yeah. So they just
It's been together for 6 months.
Oh, so they in a relationship? No,
but he was in the streets. He a known nigga.
Oh, so they are in a relationship.
But now they're together for 6 months.
Talk to him. Figure out what's wrong.
See what's going on. Like I said, hey, his boy could have just died.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
You might have a bad day at work.
Well, I'm assuming, but if we together, I'm assuming that we communicate.
So, hey, sometimes you don't. Some dudes bottle their emotions.
That's real.
But
that's
you
real.
Know your man yeah, straight to up. Know enough. No, they don't.
Well, okay. Clearly, she seen that something's going on. Yeah. He didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So that's what the thing. She didn't address it. You should address the right thing. What's going on?
Is the issue just sex, or is it like an issue overall?
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I think, based off of her message, I think she said that this has happened multiple times. That's why she said, I think he's getting bored, because clearly this has happened more than one time. She just need to do some extra freaky shit.
And then, but don't bring nobody else in thinking that's what you got to do. Girl.
Come in, pull nigga pants down. You know what I'm saying? Just get straight to it.
I told y'all what I'm saying. That.
Just get straight to it.
I'll tell you. Hey, aisle 5 at home, deep throat will help everything.
The element of surprise men like that.
Lick on them balls.
Just come.
Gargle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get straight to it.
I mean, it is things I just heard people say. I don't know this crazy shit.
Get straight to it.
But,
You
know.
Try something extra. Hey, you might not be giving no top. Maybe your top is whack.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this girl that we call Tiana Trump, the only Trump that we fuck with. You might have to go ahead and check her out.
That's real. Get you some little lingerie. Put on some heels or something. Maybe you're not looking appealing to him. Physically, maybe you might be a beautiful person and he want to fuck with you, but sexually you might be missing something.
You might. Hey, you maybe he used to the Gawk 3000.
Right, you ain't
maybe
got it.
Ain't got that.
In the last 6 months, that ain't what he been getting?
Yeah.
No, he's like this. Like.
So now he contemplating leaving?
Like, he like you ain't got the top
so
of the
So would y'all go 6 months with horrible?
Hell no.
I'm not going to say horrible, but being bored.
Because not only do I have to like you, and then love you. I need to lust for you, too, if you my woman.
Okay, what if she made you wait? Maybe you waited a couple
How
months.
How long? A couple Man, months,
listen,
nigga.
You like the girl. Check this out. You like the girl. You waited. Hey, you ain't seen Whitney Houston? You got to wait to exhale, baby.
You see how that turned out for her, right?
She was fucking a big-ass nigga. Anyway, look.
Would you wait?
How long? You said how many months?
I'm just saying, let's say you wait, look, 6 months, so let's say you fucking finally, like, get, like, let's say she made you.
If I see wifey in her, then, yeah, I would.
That's what I'm saying.
But if it's somebody I'm just fucking with and I don't even know where we going, then nah.
I'm going to double this back to a question I feel like, number one, if you see wifey in her or you know, like, this would be the type of woman I want a wife.
I'll wait.
And you were talking to, for the streets, so you was mixed and mingling in these streets.
I'm cutting them off.
And you met her. And she asked you, are you talking to somebody else?
I'm going to be honest with you because I really want to fuck with her. I'm going to be hella honest. I'll be like, look, I am. Thank you. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna keep it a buck, but I ain't gonna call her my motherfucking Saturday like
well,
you.
Well, I didn't say that. We said Saturday because we're talking about somebody.
Get back on that shit.
Because we were talking about people neither talking about some females not gonna wanna hear like, oh, you fuck. That's why I said Saturday, because there was a time in the phase where I was with all the bullshit. So
Yeah.
You would have told me that and I was like, bet, all right, so what day gonna be yours?
Man. Yeah, you're right.
I'll see you that day.
You're right. Man, we are running out of time, but I feel like we should keep this conversation going. How y'all feel? You want to keep it going? You want to keep it going, Mar?
Like today, we come a full circle to some understanding. Y'all, at first, y'all was acting like some shit don't be happening, but
nah, shit be happening, but shit just don't be
y'all
happening.
Y'all just don't be want. It's a harsh reality that for you men to realize that it's happening. A lot of y'all dudes out here will not say y'all do, but it's a lot of men out here getting done the way that other men is doing women.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I believe that. Hell yeah.
We already talked about gender roles changing already. That shit is old. Yeah, anyway, hey, you know what? Thank you guys for coming out. Check us out. We might be back on. So stay tuned. If
stay
not,
tuned, man. Get your cups up. Subscribe to the YouTube, man. Subscribe. Shout out to Mandala. Shout out to Power Brewing. Shout out to Your Feels Me Clothing.
Shout out to my women doing their thing.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And we out.
Bye.